Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Done my best to live the right way. I get up every morning and go to work each day. But your eyes go blind and your blood runs cold. Sometimes I feel so weak, I just want to explode. Explode, tear this whole town apart. Take a knife, cut this pain from my heart. Find somebody itching for something to start. The dogs on Main Street howl because they understand. If I could take one moment into my hands, Mr. I ain't a boy. No, I'm a man, and I believe in a promised land. And I believe in a promised land. Bruce Springsteen, Promised Land. What is the Promised Land? Is it a real place? Is it relevant? Does it even matter? Well, that's what we'll explore today. Welcome to the Sunday service. So the Promised Land, it's a concept that carries a ton of different meanings depending on what the context is. If we're talking about historical or cultural or metaphorical, and certainly religious. And Promised Land is obviously a very, very biblical term referring to the land of Canaan, which God promised to Abraham and his descendants. It's described as a land flowing with milk and honey, which speaks to prosperity and abundance. It's a promise which is central to Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions. Historically, the term the Promised Land is associated with Jewish people's journey from slavery in Egypt to freedom in Canaan, led by Moses. It is a story that represents hope, freedom, and the fulfillment of divine promises. From a metaphorical perspective, you can use the term Promised Land to represent any place or state of fulfillment, hope, and opportunity. As we are approaching Martin Luther King Jr. Day, MLK referred to the Promised Land in his very famous I've Been to the Mountaintop speech. And in this context, the Promised Land is emblematic of racial equity and justice, and can certainly also describe a personal goal or dream, like achieving success, happiness, or peace. In art and culture, it oftentimes symbolizes just a better future, a more utopian type existence, or an ideal that people strive towards. So, back to MLK, his I've Been to the Mountaintop speech, which was delivered on April the 3rd, 1968, at the Masonic Temple in Memphis, Tennessee, is widely considered to be one of his most powerful and prophetic addresses. And that's obviously saying something, because the man was such a profound and powerful orator and just obviously changed the whole complexion of society and the civil rights movement through his courage, but his ability to move people through words and his speaking, extraordinary, just totally extraordinary. So he was there in Memphis to support striking sanitation workers, and they were, as so many people have over time, working to get better conditions, better wages, things like that. And it came during a really, really difficult period of time during the civil rights movement, as King expanded his focus to also include economic justice and the eradication, hopefully, of poverty. So as many of his speeches are, if not all of them, they're inspirational, reflective, sense of urgency, and he does such a wonderful job of bringing together biblical imagery, historical references, and his vision just in general. He talked about the importance of unity in the fight for justice, particularly when it comes to economic justice for workers. And he challenges what he perceived to be and what were systemic oppression, and his calls for peaceful protests, which was one of his hallmarks, economic boycotts, and holding corporations accountable. Those are certainly messages which are certainly alive and well today. He imagines traveling through history, considering various pivotal moments that include, or rather, that conclude that now is the most critical time to act because the opportunity to create meaningful change. Now is the best time to act in service of creating meaningful change. Isn't that the truth? It's true today, it's true then, it'll be true tomorrow. Now is the time. Dr. King frames the struggle for civil rights as part of God's will, drawing on biblical stories, like the story we were speaking on earlier, about Moses leading the Jewish people out of Egypt and into the promised land of Canaan, speaks of his personal challenge, or rather calling, to fight for justice even amid threats to his life. I mean, can you even imagine? You imagine people are trying to kill you, and you're getting up, you're traveling all over the country, speaking public. Amazing. In a very poignant moment, King acknowledges the threats against him and reflects on his mortality. He declares that he is not afraid because he has been to the mountaintop, which is a metaphor for seeing the ultimate goal of justice and equality, even if he doesn't live to actually reach it or see it in person. He ends it on a hopeful note. He believes that the movement will achieve victory. He's right, inspiring his audience to persevere with faith and determination. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people, we will get to the promised land. He likens himself to Moses, who led his people toward the promised land, but cannot enter it himself. And this suggests his awareness of his limited time, but also his unwavering faith in the movement's success, which is a linchpin to the success of the movement. He urged individuals to take collective action against injustice through nonviolent resistance and economic solidarity. He just knew the power of coming together, but from an economic standpoint. And I don't think that that's ever been more true today. We see boycotts of certain companies today being really highly effective. And you talk about impact investing, which is part of my professional work, and recognizing that if you want to drive social change, it starts with somebody's pocketbook. And being able to incorporate the economic element into a social or cultural movement is going to really catalyze it. It's what's going to make it work. And he was absolutely right. So his vision continues to transcend his life, emphasizing that the fight for equality and justice is larger than any one of us. The speech encapsulated his deep sense of purpose, his courage, his enduring optimism. So powerful. So powerful. Such an important human being. Yesterday, on the way home, one of my sons, that he's learning about Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in school. And he asked me, well, what would happen if he hadn't stood up, if he hadn't stepped up? It's an interesting conversation.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I think that we'd still arrive at the place we are today, but maybe not. Maybe not. In fact, it's probably pretty silly to think that history would be different. The path that, if not for Dr. King, would certainly be different. But I think that what's of value, instead of trying to rework history, is just to really celebrate, even more so celebrate him, and even more so celebrate those people amongst us who have the courage and the will and the tenacity and all the virtue to be able to stand in the face of impending death, ridicule, having your life destroyed, your reputation tarnished, ravaged, threats against you and uncertainty to your business and potentially making your family and your loved ones, putting them at risk and at danger, and to still do it and to still go through with it because you're so committed to your cause, to the cause. That's an extraordinary thing. And so that's what we talked about. We talked about some of the other seminal people that have changed the course of history, like Gandhi and Nelson Mandela and Mother Teresa. The list goes on. Well, it doesn't go on and on. It's not that long of a list. and we've seen it in recent memory as well, with people standing up in the face of scrutiny and in the face of tyranny to say, no, we're not, I'm not going along with this. And the people that have a lot to risk, how it's even more, it's a more impressive thing for somebody to say, you know what, I've got all this. I've risen to a point of great success in my career, but this is the line in the sand and I will die on this mountaintop because I believe in the promised land. I see it. I've seen it. I've been there. We've strayed slightly from it, but there is a way back. So we talked about that and its courage and its virtue and its obviously self-sacrificing. And it's amazing. Literally, an amazing thing to see people step up, stand up in the face of everything that we've been talking about. In the name of a better tomorrow, a better future, the promised land. And I believe in the promised land, as Bruce Springsteen was talking about earlier. I believe in the promised land. I believe in a better tomorrow. I believe that while it felt like we were moving further away from it, and in some ways we always are, and in some ways we're always moving closer to it, culture changes, culture fluctuates, we as a people, our preferences change, what we value changes sometimes, but fundamentally, we have to know what matters. We have to know what matters. We have to know what must be done in service of what matters, and then we need to do the things that matter. We have to do those things. We have to have the courage and the tenacity to get up and do it every day, even though we're not delivering famous speeches to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, even though nobody may ever know the work that you're doing, but I certainly appreciate the impact that each of us has. And sometimes when we look at these extraordinary individuals like Dr. King, we look at extraordinary individuals like Nelson Mandela and just people that have done these larger than life things and who live on forever because of their impact. I think it's a, what is the term? I don't know that it's inspirational necessarily, but it ought to be. Perhaps it's not relatable. Perhaps we have a hard time. I certainly do. 1,000%. I can't really relate to Dr. King. I certainly aspire to do that. So it's aspirational. Maybe that's it. I'm going to get to the right word in just a minute, or maybe I won't. But the idea here is that each of us ought to be in pursuit of the promised land. Each of us ought to be in pursuit of it, our own version of it. I'm not asking you to go out and right historical wrongs or to change culture, but I'm absolutely asking you to go out and right historical wrongs and change culture just at a different scale. Because if you are somebody who shares my values, if you're somebody who believes in the promised land, what it stands for, what it can be, understanding that it's an ideal thing, it's an idealized thing that we may never fully realize, you may never see it, but people will, and you go about your day, and you go about your work and your life, and do your job in a way that is aligned to those values, and you raise your family and or impact your community and your sphere of influence, you are absolutely advancing the cause. That's an incredible thing. I believe it's a responsibility that we all have. Once you know, once you realize the power that you have, which is great, you got to start exercising it. And again, doesn't mean you need to change what you're doing. Just understand the opportunity that you have. And understand that it need not be on a grand scale because it takes all of us. Tagline for the show is do your part by doing your best. That's really what I'm talking about. You do your part for the collective, for all of us, by doing the best that you can. Waking up every day and doing the best that you can, knowing what matters, doing the things that matter. And then we'll reach the promised land. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.